Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we're back once again, the second hour of the Devil's Advocates radio program. I'm Jim Santel here in Waukesha, joined by Brian in the studio, and along with Evan, who is in Madison this afternoon, right before the break, talking about a couple of stories that sort of flew under the radar this past week in the midst of many other rule of law, justice-related stories, focusing on some things the Department of Justice is doing. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, announcing the prosecution of this fellow who tried to use co-conspirators to acquire media outlets, allegedly paid an American television producer, a fellow named Jack Hannett, to assist with his business plans. The indictment against this fellow named Malofiev instructed Hannett to create and run a Greek television network and acquire a television network in Bulgaria. Hannett was charged last month with the same crime. And so, although unlikely we're going to be able to get personal jurisdiction over Mr. Malofiev anytime soon, the indictment coming out of the grand jury out of Washington just this past week, much in connection with the horrific things going on in Ukraine. A second much related story, also somewhat under the radar, but also being pursued by the U.S. Department of Justice this past week. We know a lot about these oligarchs and attempts by foreign countries, successful in many ways, Italy, Spain, France, to acquire their assets, including these yachts that are around the country. Well, just this past week, all of our listeners, you all acquired, by virtue again of the seizure authority of the U.S. Department of Justice, a very large yacht, a 255-foot luxury yacht owned by Russian oligarch named Viktor Vekselberg on Monday, announced by the U.S. Department of Justice. His $90 million yacht, appropriately, Brian, called the Tango. The Tango.
Of course.
Of course, right? Was boarded by U.S. and Spanish agents while it was in ports, Spain and the Balearic Islands. And so the United States Department of Justice and all Americans now own, by virtue of the seizure of Mr. Vekselberg's very large $90 million yacht, this big piece of equipment previously in his possession. Garland, the Attorney General, said today marks our task force's first seizure of an asset belonging to a sanctioned individual with close ties to the Russian regime. It will not be the last. Christopher Wray, who is the director of the FBI, of course, said, together with our international partners, we will do everything possible to hold accountable any individual whose criminal acts enable the Russian government to continue its unjust war. So here in the United States of America, domestically, going after those people who are otherwise supporting Russia in ways direct and indirect. And a final story also in this connection that did somewhat fall underneath the radar. A huge focus, of course, upon the atrocities in Bucha, other places, as President Zelensky in Ukraine continues to report atrocities, horrors of unspeakable dimension throughout the country, not just in Bucha, but in other places. And one of the questions is, what do we do about that? We know that there are on-the-ground people, lots of folks investigating, documenting these horrific war crimes. Huge numbers of bodies discovered, identified by authorities, both national and international, in recent days. One of the issues, of course, is whether or not Putin and others who might be responsible for that, for these war crimes, will ever be held responsible in courts of law. The International Criminal Courts, of course, is the one that everyone looks to. And the two great hurdles, if you will, to that, of course, is that in many ways it is dependent upon the United Nations, where the Russian country and Russian representatives can, in fact, stop that from going forward. Second, it is significant that the United States of America itself is not a party to the International Criminal Court. And increasing calls this past week as a result of what's going on in Ukraine, the horrors there, they're being documented on a regular basis. by legislators, frankly, on both sides of the political aisle, for the United States of America to join the International Criminal Court as Putin and others continue to wreak havoc with the population, the civilian population in particular. There is a resolution that was introduced just yesterday calling for the United States to join the international body, as well as to repeal the 2002 Hague Invasion Act that prohibits the U.S. government from cooperating with the court. Again, getting a fair amount of attention and focus as matters in Ukraine and other parts of the world dictate our attention and call our attention to those matters. So matters related to Ukraine going forward, even as the war continues to be the subject of a huge amount of attention nationally and internationally as well. We're taking calls from any of you at 844-967-2789. As we begin to move in our final half hour here, right before the break, let me introduce one of our last topics that we don't necessarily need to chat about this afternoon, Brian, and that, of course, is January 6th. One of our callers referenced that early on, and we're going to spend the last half an hour or so of our time together chatting about recent developments just this past week in the news related to prosecutions, related to efforts by the January 6th House Select Committee to pursue matters, and focusing in particular upon the Department of Justice, its prosecutions, and appearances made by various members of the former administration before Benny Thompson's group, as they look forward to hearings, perhaps in the spring, a report perhaps in September of this coming year. And so we're beginning to move into that half an hour. Again, taking your phone call, 844-967-2789, chatting about the January 6th Commission, the events of that day, and responses by our government and by all of us to the attempt to overthrow our government on that day. We'll take those calls and engage in further conversation right after the break.
Well, I crossed my old man back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. Got a case of dynamite. I could hold out here all night. Yes, I crossed my old man back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. Don't take me alive.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience. The American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead.
This America.
What a country. America. I love it.